Welcome to Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, where we worship God, make disciples of Jesus Christ, and serve our community and world. The following is a recorded message based on God's holy word. We would love to see you for our worship services on Sunday mornings. For more information, visit www.mattisav.org or call 217-355-5947. And may God bless you.
We're going to pause for just a moment to remember that this is not just it's not a moment of Christian encyclopedia reading, right? We're not doing this together and looking at these symbols because they're just inspirational or to be reminded of just the meaning behind them. But each of these symbols corresponds to a new reality that we began to know in a new way through Jesus and through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And so it's important for us to recognize not only that these are not just symbols, but these represent reality. They represent God's reality, God's work in our lives. In the same way that in these moments, we are not just going through the symbols, but that God is here, right? We were just reminded a second ago of Emmanuel, which means God with us. So that this is not just a time where we remember symbols or we talk about stories about our past as the people of God, but we do so in the presence of God, that His Spirit is here and He's affirming and helping us to listen to parts of the story that He wants us individually to attend to in new ways this year. We believe that God is here. His Spirit has been poured out even in these moments. I want to ask you a question as we're just pausing the service for a second. When your family gathers, what are the stories that you tell, that you enjoy telling? I mean, they're not all of these kind of dramatic, theological, cosmic bending stories. It's just the funny stories that we tell when our families get together, when we sit in a circle, whether there's ornaments on the tree or whether there's snacks on the table or there's a movie that we've kind of paused or we're eating. Anyways, you get it. When your family comes together and you begin a story with, hey, remember that time? And you just share these stories about who you are in family, who you are as individuals within a family. We know that studies have been done that affirm the mental health, the emotional health of children who grew up in families where such stories are told in these ways. Because kids are affirmed over and over again as they grow. This is who you are. You're a part of this family where these things have happened, where our life has been shaped in this unique way. And kids grow up hearing those stories, even if we get sick of some of them, over and over and over again. And it's important that we tell these stories, because one of the things that we're doing this morning by remembering these stories is confessing we are people who forget. We are people who so easily forget. We forget that we are loved. We forget that we're a part of this cosmic redemption that has begun and is continuing. We forget. And so God has told us, be those, not only those who are reminded, right, in our minds, but it's neat what the English word allows us to do, but not only those who are reminded this morning, but we are those who remember, right? We are members of the body of Christ. And as we are being reminded this morning, we are also being remembered. We are being brought back as members of the body of Christ. And it makes us want to come to God, right? It makes us want to come into His presence in prayer and to come back to our identities as God's children. As I was praying over the message and just praying about, I'm not going to give a huge long sermon this morning. This is it, really. But I was just kind of leaning towards the symbol of the star. How easily we forget, because it's one of the first shapes a lot of us learned how to draw when we were kids, right? It's really neat to draw a star. But we forget sometimes when we just see stars on trees or we color stars on paper that stars are these big, burning, dramatic, beautiful things that, and I remember that moment this week where I was like, man, if only at some point we could just kind of make the roof retractable and we could see the heavens, but you wouldn't be able to see all the stars because the sun is shining. And I remember thinking to myself this week, oh man, if only we could just turn the sun off for a moment. And it was in that moment that God reminded me that the sun is our closest star, right? We have starlight shining down on us right now, and we're reminded of that. These are important things to remember because we are those who forget. And I want you to hear the words from Paul to the church in Philippi as he was reminding them of things they might forget. He advises them, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Right? And salvation, we've learned this past year, if you've been here, we've been reminded that salvation is not just this cosmic redemptive thing, but also just healing. Salvation means healing. So work out your healing. Work out the salvation that God desires for your life, for your family, for your community. Work it out in fear and trembling, which we know is not just because God wants us to be afraid, but the two other uses of that in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians were just saying to be humble and reverent as we're working out where does God desire to bring healing. We humble ourselves and receive what God is bringing to us. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 2, just a couple more verses. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose, which is healing. Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Paul's bringing in the words that Moses spoke long ago in the book of Deuteronomy as he's saying, God's people are being set apart. We exist differently in the midst of a world that has forgotten. And we exist in a way that reminds one another, but also in a way that reminds the world that there is this God who loves us and who is bringing redemptive purposes to bear fruit for his kingdom. And then, Paul says, when we do this, you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. That God's desire for us is not just that we would go through the motions this Christmas. It's not that we would just be a successful church, whatever that might look like this next year. But that we would shine. That the same way that the sun provides light, even in this room where we only have a few small openings, right? That we would shine like stars in the universe as we live out, as we hold on to this word of life. And what is the word of life, right? 1 John 1 reminds us this word of life is Jesus. As we hold firmly to Jesus, who has arrived and continues to arrive, God's healing comes. And as we live out those who are being healed, we will shine in a world that has forgotten. And as we shine, we are shining as reminders who have been remembered together as the body of Christ. Will you join with me in prayer? God, we are thankful for the ways that you're with us even in these moments. That these are not just hearing songs and hanging ornaments, but these are moments where your Holy Spirit is reminding us of the story that you have told and continue to tell. The story where God enters into all spaces, enters into all minds, enters into all hearts to bring his kingdom healing and salvation. Sight for the blind, freedom for the oppressed, life for the dead. Would you come and bring new life even now? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.